Hello.
This is customer support returning a phone call.
Oh, okay. I was calling to see where was this place located. Because I have something on my bill, not my bill, but on my account, and I was trying to see where it was at.
We're located in Alabama.
What is this? What kind of company is this?
Is a third party call center.
Ma'am,
Is a third party call center.
what is this though? It was $89 or something that it took from my account.
Okay, can you remind me of your zip code and I can let the county see what's going on?
The zip code 31545.
Okay, first and last name for me.
Well, what is this about, though?
First and last name.
Who am I? It's the last name. Larry. But it would pull off of Catherine Fullmore account.
Hey, what's the first and last name again?
Catherine Fullmore, that's the account they was pulled from.
Okay, man, just bear with me for a moment. Just looking for that account.
Okay.
Okay, is that Catherine Fullmore?
That's the account it was pulled from, yes, ma'am.
Okay, and can you verify your addresses on the account?
705 East Walnut.
Okay, so it looks like you have the product Erexin. It was did for March 24, 2022 for $6.49.
Say what now?
Like you had the product Erexin.
What kind of product was?
Erexin looks like a male enhancement or stamina.
Damn, I'm not even aware of what this is. But what kind of company are y'all?
This is a third party call center. We partner in with different products, different people. And it says here that you order some test or maxing. It is a meal enhancement. You pay shipping and handling for a 7-day trial period. When you then cancel within that 7-day trial period, charge you $89.85.
Ma'am, I don't know nothing about this. I don't even know what kind of company, what you just explained to me. I don't understand that because I haven't ordered anything.
Okay, so this would be fraud, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I have nothing. I don't order stuff. What kind of stuff is this? What?
It's in a pill form for male enhancement.
Okay, I understand that, what you're saying, but what did the person order? What did they get?
Ma'am, it's a bottle of pills for a male enhancement. It's a bottle of pills.
Ma'am, I don't know who did this. I don't need any pills or nothing. I take my blood pressure medicine and that's it. I don't order pills.
Okay, and according, so no one else in the house could have did it?
No, ma'am. According to my account, it was $89, I think that lady told me, on April the 1st. I don't have any pills. I don't order no pills. I take blood pressure medicine. That's it.
Okay.
I don't know what the pills look like. I haven't seen them or anything. If I ordered something, I would have owned up to it. But this year, I don't know nothing about this. And that $87 was took off my account. April the 1st
okay.
is according to my bank. I really, truly, honestly don't know nothing about this.
Okay, so ma'am, what I'm going to have to do is transfer you over to our fraud department so they can get you so you can get you situated for this charge and see what's going on with it and see who could have made the purchase.
Because I don't even know what no pills look like or what they for or anything. Like I say, if I'd have ordered something, I wouldn't have been calling. When I checked my account, there's several frauds on my account. And this was one of them. And I have three more that I got to call. I don't know who doing it. That's my matter of fact, my new card, I haven't even received it yet. And they said they sent that out in March. And I haven't received that. So I had to go back and reorder another card and I haven't received it yet. So I don't know who doing this. I'm gonna have to make other calls after I speak with y'all because I haven't done this.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so I got you together. I got the account canceled out for you immediately. I'm about to transfer you over to our fraud department so you can let them know what's going on and they can see if they can get you some information on who's making the charges or what's going on with this account.
Yeah, because I don't have no pills. I don't know what no pills is, what they look like, or what they for, or anything. That's almost $100 for something that I didn't even do. And don't even have.
Okay, ma'am. So I have got you canceled out. I've got all your information out of the system. I'm going to agree that you'll transfer you over to our fraud department. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. You did enough of me. I appreciate it.
Yes, so welcome. Thank you for contacting Customer Support. Have a great day, and I'm going to transfer you now. Hold on the line, okay?
All right.